producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Marie, who's got an almost six-year-old, who is uses his body kind of a little bit like a battering ram to get people to pay attention, and it's causing some issues at school. My guess is it causes issues at home as well, yes?
It does, yeah. Okay. His little brother has gotten used to it, and he's telling him to stop, but just not being effective in getting him to stop.
All right, so here's the deal. Let's start with at home. Because that'll be the model for school as well to a certain extent, or at least you can point out to the teacher that this is what you're doing and offer her that option, which is, and you can say to, we're going to call him Charlie the Cherub. Charlie the Cherub, what you're going to say to him is, you know what, you are such a lovely person, and people really like being around you, but when you bump into them, especially if you're bigger than they are, it can hurt them, and if they have a hurtie on their body already, it can hurt them, or they can fall. So it's you know, bumping into people is not a very good idea. And I can show you that I can bump into you, and I would show him. You don't need to knock him for a loop, but one of the kids don't really understand. They empathy is a learned quality. So one of the ways of showing him is saying, look. This is what happens when I get too close to you, and just bump him, give him a hip bump, and it'll send him flying. And the idea is not to hurt him, but to understand that it doesn't feel very good. And that's because kids' abstractions, especially to a 5 or 6 year old, are only that. They make no sense. So I would, as part of this discussion, show him that it doesn't feel very good to do that. So if you want to feel close to me, let's talk about what you could say or do that would make me want to be close to you. And you can do some role playing with him, and he'll think that's funny. He'll think that's really great. If you get to be Charlie the Cherub, and he gets to be Mom, and you get to get too close to him, and he needs to say back off, and then you won't do it. And then you could say, well, what kinds of things might make me want to get close to you? And you could play some things. And part of it may be that he goes off into his private place and gets to do something interesting. He gets to go color, or he gets to listen to a video, and then you'll come over and play with him. And the other thing to do is explain to him, after we've done this role-playing, so he has a little bit more sense of how it feels to somebody else, that he has some options. And you can say, because I want to change your habit, because I know you want to be able to not do this anymore because it makes people unhappy around you, and I know you don't want to make people unhappy. If you do this to your brother, what I'm going to do is go play with your brother. And that will give him some pause, because the whole point about this is for him to get your attention away from his brother. And if what you then say to him is, this thing will work, and not only is it not going to work, but it's going to do exactly the opposite of what you want to have happen. And you explain to him that what you will do is to come and check on him when he's watching a video, or he's doing some drawing, or he's reading to his brother and not hurting his brother. So you're giving him a negative consequence that will not give him any attention. You're saying, not only will you not get any attention from me, I'm not going to yell at you, I'm just going to go play with your brother. And you're explaining to him how to get the attention. And I would try that. When's the meeting with the teacher? How many days do you have?
A couple of days, Thursday.
Great. So if we start this today, you should have some pretty clear feedback. Now, the question is, how do we translate this to school? Because, again, abstractions are abstractions. So then if it's working, you can explain to him how to do this at school, and you can also explain to the teacher what you're doing at home that's working.
Okay, so let me just ask, it feels like we've been doing that, but maybe I'm not doing it exactly don't think he's doing it exactly the way you're saying. So we do have extensive conversations. And
No. We don't have extensive conversations because that's just giving him FaceTime. We explained very clearly and very succinctly. We're not going to we've got.
And I show him, but it's the conversation that's the problem, maybe.
Probably. Have you actually bumped him so he understands it doesn't feel very good?
I do what he's doing to other people. So.
Are you doing it hard enough so it's uncomfortable? It can't feel like a game.
Okay.
Let me give you an example of something that may give you a little bit more insight about this. And I hesitate to do it because every time I do it, I get a gazillion letters. But one of the things that happens to two-year-olds, which you're about to see with your one-year-old in the next couple of months, it's called pica. And it's a very dangerous time for children because they put everything in their mouth. It's quite often when they're teething. So it's a combination of exploring the world orally, which all kids do, putting everything in their mouth, and also because when they put things in their mouth, it lowers the it decreases some of the pressure on their teeth, so it feels better. It's one of the reasons why frozen bagels, for example, work really well as teething rings for kids. Okay, so one of the things that happens when kids go through pica, because all kids go through it, if there's not a parent there that says, no, we don't, because the obvious thing to do after you've bitten through the dog biscuit and you bit through the table leg and you've bitten through the frozen bagel is a finger, especially if it's a baby or a parent. You just, because it's there and it's close and it's kind of an interesting texture, and grandparents and sibs and babysitters and parents do things like hold a kid's hand because they're so cute. And then that sharp little tooth will bite a person. And if somebody doesn't stop them from doing that, what they will do is they will go to nursery school and they will bite. And it has huge advantage for the kid because, number one, it feels good. And number two, you get a lot of attention for it. Now, the attention that you get is not exactly what you had in mind, but it's better than, again, being ignored. So one of the ways that we explain, especially to a much younger child than your child, to a two-year-old, is this hurts as you bite them. It doesn't mean you have to draw blood. It doesn't mean you have to get to the bone. But it has to be, it can't be a little nip, because then it's not the point. The point is, this hurts. So, and that's how we begin to teach children empathy, of how my behavior affects you. And we don't really want to hurt people, because when we hurt people, they don't want to play with us, so they'll hurt us back, or they'll hit us, or they'll walk away from us, or whatever. So the point about hip-checking Cherub Charlie is that it doesn't feel good, that it's not a game, that it's not fun. And so if you make it anything that's, I mean, you're a mom, you're bigger than he is, you love him, you don't really want to hurt him, and the idea isn't to break his hip. The idea is to give him the sense that this doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to you. It doesn't feel good to the person you're doing it with. So we need to figure out something else to do. So if you're talking in blue in the face, he doesn't care about the talking. He just cares about the fact he's now got your undivided attention. So long periods of discussion are a waste of time. And not only a waste of time, they're counterproductive. So the first thing we want to do is show him why we don't do this. It doesn't feel good. Then we're going to explain to him the alternative, which isn't a very long sentence, of instead of hurting people, that if you want me to come in and pay attention to you, then go off and do your coloring book, and you can say, Mom, I'm going to color. Can you come and watch? Or a video, and I'll come and watch you. I'll come to you. And the third thing is, if you can't, you have to stop doing this, because if you do it, I'm going to go play with your brother, not with you. If you hurt your brother like this, and we've already established it hurts. If you hurt your brother, I'm going to go play with your brother and not play with you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so it's three parts.
How do you...
There's very little talking, as you can see in this.
And I think that's been my problem. I'm a talker.
Yeah.
so how do you manage all that when I truly can't give him attention? Like if I'm in the middle of giving his
okay, but all right, think about... Give me a couple situations when we come back about when you're distracted and doing something else, and let's figure out what we can do in those particular situations, okay?
Okay.
Give me the specifics, and we'll deal with them. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking to Marie, who has a cherub named Charlie, who's using his body as a way of getting attention. He's kind of bumping into people. He's playing, it really is a six-year-old's version of intimidation. And he probably doesn't do it. I mean, he may do it on you guys at home, but he's much more likely to do it on somebody smaller. somebody smaller at school, somebody, his little, he probably doesn't do it to the one-year-old yet, but he will. He'll do it to the three-year-old because the three-year-old is bigger and less likely to get him in trouble. I mean, you know, taking on the baby is not very profitable now, but it will be. And he's going to take on smaller and younger kids at school, too, which is going to turn into bullying behavior if we're not careful, and we don't really want that. So let's talk about the situations. We've talked about the three-step program to give him a different impression. You're going to bounce him around once or twice. It may have to be more than once. You're going to explain to him that you'll come and spend time with him when he, under these circumstances. And third of all, that you're going to play with his brother. If he does this to his brother, you're going to go play with his brother. We may also, it occurs to me, Marie, want to start a program of gold stars. Because gold stars are enormously effective with six-year-olds. Of, okay, every time you do this, that you do the whole day, or you go over to the corner, or you read. And you can actually have him measure that that you put your arm out in front of you, and it doesn't touch your brother's shoulder or anybody's shoulder. And so if you stay that far away from them, then you get a gold star when you're reading to them or talking with them. And so that may be useful as well. And because it's so specific, then he'll get a kick out of getting to measure. You just put out your arm, and that you can't touch somebody else. You can't touch their shoulder. You can't touch their head. You can't touch their shoe. You can't touch their jeans. You can't touch anything. You have to be that far away from somebody, and then you get gold stars. All right, so now let's talk about the situations in which what I assume, like changing the one-year-old's diaper, is probably going to be a pretty volatile time. But tell me what the times that are most difficult as far as you're concerned at this moment.
Okay, I only have one other kid who's 3 years old.
Okay.
I think I didn't communicate that very well. And it is when I'm giving him attention, his younger sibling, more attention.
Yeah.
So it's usually when I'm giving the little one medicine, which is a long process because I have to squirt it down his mouth. I spend a lot of time getting him to take his meds and vitamins.
Does he have does he have special needs, or he just doesn't like vitamins?
His health is a little bit fragile, so we are just coming off of about where his brother was really sick for a while. So he started acting out. That's when I got the message from the teacher.
Okay. Not surprising, given all we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I can't give him meat. Or when I'm cooking, like I have a knife in my hand, I'm cutting something, I'm working with meat, I can't just drop everything and...
Okay. All right. Let's talk about two things. Let's talk about giving the baby brother medicine. It may be does a 6-year-old read yet?
No.
Okay. Does he tell story? Can he tell a story?
He tells stories, and he can read through his picture books, and he can get to very, very basic sentences.
Okay. So maybe what we do is. I'll give you the classic way of doing this, and then we'll modify it. When you get a new baby, and you get an older child who's very threatened by the attention of the mommies, especially when feeding, either nursing or bottle, what you do is you have the older sib come and give the baby a foot rub, or read a story to everybody, to read a story to mom and baby. So what we need to do is say, what could you do? Because if you can distract him a little bit, or if you can make him happier, you don't have to say distraction, then it's easier for me, and you could be my helper. So what if you came and told him a story about, let's talk about what story you could tell him, and the two of you can come up with a story together. When you're being in the kitchen, that maybe he could come and tell you the kind of story that you're going to do for his brother or for him at night. In other words, you're engaging him in something that's giving him what he wants in a much more positive way.
Okay.
So, and especially, we're playing to his strengths. So you're the big brother, you get to tell a story. That's such a helpful thing for mommy, because then it makes it much easier for me to give him his medicine, and so he gets stronger, and you get to be my helper. And when you do that, we can go and we'll go to the store and we'll get some stars and we'll make up a chart together, And when you get 3 stars, then we can go and, I mean, you get to watch more television, or you get to pick the video, or you get to make popcorn, or you get to have a toy, or, I mean, you guys can work out what, and let him have some decision-making over what the reward is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, what do we tell the teacher? I mean, and you have a couple days to see what'll work, and some combination. I mean, all of it is exactly the same pattern if you think about it. It's not giving him any attention for negative behavior, ignoring the negative behavior, explaining to him you're going to ignore the negative behavior, explain to him why it's uncomfortable, giving him attention for positive behavior and giving him very specific ways of being helpful and being mom's helper, and the gold star should kind of cement things. And so what you can do then to the teacher is say, here's what we've been trying at home of when he gets to be, for example, teacher's helper, that when he gets to pass out things to other kids, and also the arm being a way, you know, that you put your arm out, that you can't be any closer than your arm to anybody. So he's got some very specific things to think about. There's no abstractions. We're not giving huge lectures. He's not getting any attention, really, for doing this negative kind of stuff. And there are lots of kind of cues to help him remember how to behave differently. So you can tell the teacher all these things that you're doing at home, and this will be in a podcast as soon as the hour's out. And so you can listen to that. You can actually have him listen to it if you want, or share it with him. And you can say to the teacher, all right, what we've done is explain to him why this doesn't feel good, ways that he gets to be the helper, that he gets gold stars, and that he has to be the length of his arm away from anybody. But then he gets gold stars for doing that.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Good enough.
That's what I needed. I needed something to put in the place of what we were doing. So.
Yeah, and I think you're right. The talking about it from his point of view is, you've ever seen the Peanuts cartoon and they have the adults in the background going, wah, 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 wah. That's basically how kids hear adults. They'd, again, rather be praised than punished. They'd rather be punished than ignored. But the no, 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 no falls into no category except, gee, I got attention and I don't know what she's saying, but it's the same tone of voice. I'd much rather she was going, no, 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 no. But, you know, I'll take it because it doesn't hurt, you know, and I can easily tune it out. So let's talk, more specifics. Give it a try. If you need some more help before the teacher's conference, call me back. 855-993.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let us now go back to gratitude.
All right.
You know, can I say one other thing that I was grateful for?
Sure.
Oh, good.
Sure, sure.
All right. That is, I forgot that. No, I didn't. One of the things that, and it's going to sound bizarre, but one of the things that I've always been grateful for, even though it was costly, is that I was down at the pit for almost 2 months after September 11th. And I know that sounds a weird thing to be grateful for, but I sort of felt like everything in my life had conspired to get me to that point, that all my training, that everything had, and you know, it was a terrible time, and it was a horrible event, but I feel like it was, you know, it was the quintessential event of our lifetime, and that I had the ultimate backstage pass to, you know, a show that nobody wanted to see. And I know that sounds weird to feel grateful for it, but I was, just because I sort of felt like if I was ever going to help anybody about it, that I had to understand it. I had to be there. And it was costly at the time. It certainly has been costly in going forward in terms of physical issues and psychological issues. But it's kind of like the song in Hamilton that said, I want to be in the room where it happens. And to a certain extent, because that was such a quintessential event, that being in the room where it happened always felt that I wish it had never happened. But given that it happened, I was always grateful that I could be there. All right, that I know, a weird thing to feel grateful for, but I figure if I'm trying to convince you guys to to dig a little deeper, that I should do the same. So there you go. All right, what else we got?
Wendy says electricity, running water, because they've been taken for granted and always so precious.
Did you see the thing? I think it was on the E! Channel, because I watched a little bit of that, of the red carpet, that Stella Artois is now, anytime you buy one of the chalices, which I think costs $5 or something, that it provides water for 5 years to, especially in developing countries, because for in developing countries where you don't have access to water, guess who goes to get the water and therefore doesn't get to go to school, which is females. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a terrific idea and a terrific project. So, and I also thought the Tom's shoe one, where they've given away, you know, gobs of shoes in third world countries. I mean, there are times where human beings really do rise to the challenge. So there you go. All right, let's see what else we got.
Marsha just says friends.
Okay. Being a little more specific would not hurt, but hard to argue with the philosophy.
Francis says, for the strength I had to raise 4 kids as a single parent.
Yeah. Yeah, and at the time, sometimes our lives are just about putting one foot in front of the other. You just do what you need to do. And human beings, by and large, I think are pretty good at that. Most of us.
Paul says, middle age and the wisdom that comes with it.
Amen. It reminds me of the Shirley MacLaine comment in Tender Mercies. I think it was Tender Mercies. No, it wasn't. It's the one with Deborah Winger, where Deborah Winger gets sick. Tender Mercies is the Robert Duvall one. I'll think of it in a minute, or somebody will think of it. But it's where she said, I'm middle-aged, and Deborah Winger says, Mom, that means you'd have to live to be 125. So middle age is one of those movable feasts.
Lisa just says, my health.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, an inarguable statement, an impossible statement to make, but because if you got your health, you got time, everything will work out okay.
Jim says, being single and having the freedom to do what I want.
There you go. That sounds like a man who was married for a while.
Margaret says, independence, the ability to go where and when I want, and the freedom to speak my thoughts and ideas. Thank you to the American military and the men and women who work to keep us safe daily, and our police.
That's who she's grateful to. And sure. And so she's both grateful for and grateful to. Okay, fair enough. All right, now, it was one of those things that we were talking about in one of Chris Rock's snide little comments, that he said the in memoriam was going to be different this year, and that it was going to be all the people who died shot by police, yeah, going to movies. Actually, one of the things I thought that comment was a bit smarmy, to say the least, but when he went to Compton, to the Compton movie theater, and interviewed people, and none of them had heard of any of the movies. And for me, that was a really interesting revelation, in that if African Americans are not interested in mainstream movies because they're about white people, is there a reason that white people should be interested in movies about African Americans because they're different? I mean, I would like to think that the really good movies, and granted, there are not necessarily a whole lot of really good movies, but the really good movies should transcend that issue, that they tell us something about our life or something about ourselves or our behavior or our world that we wouldn't ordinarily know. Although when we put up, what have you learned from the movies, people did not. See, I think all of us learn all sorts of things from the movies that we're not even aware of. And maybe it's the lack of awareness that was the lack of response. But the idea that the people that he chose to interview, hadn't really even heard of most of the movies. Not only had they not seen them, they had not heard of them. And to a certain extent, that may be really what American society has become. And it's not only about movies, and it's not only about race. We did a study or a story about a study about maybe a year and a half ago that said that people tend to go to neighborhoods, live in cities, associate with people who share their belief system. And to a certain extent, that's always been true. But never to the extent that it is now, is that people don't want to be around people with whom they disagree. And I think we are less because of that. And so the issue about what movies you go to see is only going to be reflective of that. You only look at things that interest you directly or like you directly. And I think we lose the perspective because of that. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I think travel should be and can be broadening, as it gives us a perspective on a different way of looking at the world, as does a movie, as does music, as does a neighborhood, as does a dinner party, as does a political candidate. And it bothers me that we don't listen to opposing views. We don't see movies about people that have nothing to do with us. I would guess that a huge number of Academy voters, and we know that it's true of the public in general, that don't go to see foreign movies. Whenever I review a foreign movie, I sort of have to beg you, I know you don't like foreign movies, I know you don't like to read subtitles, but this is really something worth seeing. But, I mean, think about it. I mean, think about what I'm really saying, that if you don't speak the language, that you're not going to look at the movie. Well, we can translate it into your language. It's not the language, it's the perspective. And it really, I feel we're lessened because of it. Okay, keep going.
Kate says, my vocation, which makes my avocations possible.
Are we going to tell me what either are?
She did.
Apparently not. I swear, you guys. I mean, maybe I should do like when I say to people, don't call in the last 3 minutes, and everybody calls in the last 3 minutes. What I should say, maybe on Facebook, is be as broad and general as possible so I have no idea what you're talking about. And then maybe people would be specific. Probably not, huh? Child psychology in reverse. Okay.
Allison just says books.
Yeah. Although, Allison, you and I are probably some of the last holdouts of really loving to hold a book. I mean, everybody does Kindle. My kid does. I say, well, I just read this book. She said, we'll see if I can get it on Kindle. I said, well, I'll send it to you. No, Mom, I just want a Kindle. It certainly takes up less space. I mean, huge numbers of shelves in my apartment are always taken up by books. Every time I move, the major expense is books. And I'm trying to give them away and, you know, decide that if it's a textbook and I haven't used it in 5 years, then maybe it's out of date or I don't need it or whatever. But every once in a while, I'll go and check something out.
Tammy says, my LTD.
All right, fair enough. Got it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we were just trying to figure out exactly what LTD means, because from my point of view, LTD is a car, right? It was when the Fords, the Crown Victorias, among other things. But it could also be living the dream. It could be limited. It could be last trading day. So love, togetherness, and devotion, a lot to do. So do we have any idea what she actually was talking about?
She did not specify.
So what does it say? Read the sentence and see if we can get it from context.
She just said, my LTD.
The best I would guess is a car, but who knows? All right, folks, try and not be obscure if at all possible. All right, keep going.
Mary says,
I'm grateful for my listeners, but you could all be a little more specific with me. All right, keep going.
Mary says, old age, it's a privilege not given to everyone.
That's true, and yet it's so much better than the alternative.
Andrea says, my health, job, and house. Thank you, universe.
Okay, good enough.
Heather says, my cat, Percival. He's missing all his teeth, has one good eye, and wakes me before sunrise every morning. Seeing him waiting at the door when I get home makes me so happy and so grateful.
Oh, there you go. Do you know what? Especially watching the Oscars last night makes you grateful to be born, if you're going to be born female, to be born in this century in the United States. It is not a perfect life, but it certainly beats the daylights out of most other places in the world.
Sherry says, going back to school.
Good for you. Good. That's great. Would be helpful to know studying what, but, you know, I'll accept that going back to school. Good for you.
Barbara says, having enough money to live comfortably and mostly my health.
Amen. For both. It's my whole thing is, I know you can't take it with you, but I don't want it going before I do.
Steve says, I'm alive after driving in the Rockies on I-70. That's nuts.
Yeah, especially Pikes Peak Road. You know, be careful. Yeah, indeed. I actually lost brakes once driving from Denver to Steamboat Springs, and that was terrifying.
Man.
Yeah.
Sherry says, the fact that I'm not responsible for anyone else in the world at this point in my life. Sweet freedom.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Good for you. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You can see why the statistics about more people living alone than ever before are just skyrocketing for exactly what you're talking about. People are living longer. They're being able to financially take care of themselves, physically take care of themselves, and having no responsibilities. Sweet, sweet. There you go.
Marion says, I was fortunate to have a career that I enjoyed a lot that paid me nicely with good benefits. I'm now able to be retired with no financial worries. I'm grateful for good health. I'm grateful for good health, too.
Amen. Good for you.
Timothy says, today it is my dog, Jake, a puppy rescue that snagged a vole that has been destroying my garden for the last several years.
Read that again. So Jake, what did Jake do?
Timothy just says, a puppy rescue that snagged a vole.
Okay.
V-O-L-E.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of, it's like a mole, except, okay. I didn't hear the vole part.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Whoops. Nature bloody in tooth and claw. That one probably was not a pretty sight.
Christine says, having my parents with me still, they are so supportive and helpful. I'm glad they can help me with my son. My mom retired early so she could watch him and volunteers in his classroom for the last 6 years. All the kiddos know and love Mama Susie.
There you go. And Mama Susie probably loves all the kids, too. There you go.
Mark says, I'm grateful to live in America.
Yep. You're great.
Marika says, getting high-quality public services for my tax money.
Okay, good for you.
Adam,
nice to hear a level of optimism there.
Adam says, a merciful God.
Okay.
Susan says, active retirement, good choices.
Good for you. You know, it's really interesting about how people view retirement. I remember giving a speech about it a bunch of years ago. And especially for men, that planning for it, and for couples, if in the old-fashioned marriage where the man went to work every day and the woman stayed home and took care of the kids, and then retirement comes. And as somebody said, which is not original but was still poignant, I married him for better or worse, not for lunch. The idea of the man who's gone out every day is really ready to veg. And the woman who stayed home every day is now wanting to see the world, and she figured if she waited till her husband retired that they could travel together, and he didn't want to travel, he wants to stay home. So it's an important thing to talk about before, as you go along, the older you get, also to figure out how to make sure to budget so that you can do the things you want to do.
Peter says, I am grateful I am able to live in Hawaii on the island of Maui. It's truly a paradise like no other. It's not easy. It certainly isn't cheap, and there are sacrifices to be made, though. Though the return is tenfold in nature's beauty and aloha.
Aloha, indeed. And Maui is beautiful. I wonder if you get, apparently not island fever, which is, I've been on, I've been in Maui, I've been in Oahu, I've been on some other islands, And for a while, it's okay. I get a little bit antsy about island fever sometimes, which is, you know, that you're stuck in the middle of some place. It's not very easy to get any place else, but it is beautiful.
And then the last one here from Sue Ellen, she says, I am grateful for good health. My son is finally on the road to recovery after 7 surgeries in 10 months.
Ooh.
I am happy that the rest of my children, 3 others, and my 4 grandchildren are all in relatively good health. Serious health issues put everything in perspective.
They do indeed, don't they? It's an amazing kind of phenomenon. It just... because, you know, one day you're walking along, just everything is fine, and you're worried about your next-door neighbor's noisy music or whether your boss is really a thug, and all of a sudden, none of that makes any difference. So that's what I'm saying. If you're healthy, then you've got time. If you've got time, you work everything out. So pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I'm grateful that we got another day this month. It turns out that leap years that are divisible by 4 and 100 are all leap years, unless they're divisible by 400 and then they're not.
Hmm.
So there are all these kinds of things because people, you know, you have to figure out the perturbations of the Earth and going around the sun and the Julian as opposed to Gregorian calendar. There's all these kinds of things. But we made it through, and happy Sadie Hawkins Day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad you guys have things to be grateful for, and do take care of your health, will you? Because then you can continue to listen to me, and I'm going to be grateful about that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.